Hey, if you go to our website, 1620thezone.com, lots of good stuff there. Sign up for the emails. You can check us out. You can listen to us. You can interact with us. And also you can see information on the One Community Tornado Relief. You can donate to all of our neighbors that are in need. You can see that right there on the homepage. Click on it, and it'll give you all the information that you need. Thanks to everyone that reached out yesterday, trying to put everybody in connection with the right folks. They are overwhelmed by volunteers. I do know that.
Yeah.
And a couple people inquired. The city of Bennington is going to have a big volunteer event at 9 a.m. on Saturday. I'll try and pass along more information on that. But
supposed to be great weather this weekend, too.
Yeah, thank you to everybody that reached out yesterday. And again, go to our website, 1620thezone.com, and all the information is contained right there. So thank you very much
a lot of good
for
people
that.
And you see it.
Yeah, and once again, my friend's house is on 1620thezone.com. That's the Yeah, that's the picture that was taken from the front page of the World Herald. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm staring at it right now. I'm like, man, that would have been pretty cool. I see where your kid's bedroom would have been. Hey, he's
How's he doing?
He's doing fine.
I mean, doing.
He's doing.
If I
could be sarcastic about it,
right.
He's just on the phone a lot. He's in a business where he has to be on the phone. Mm-hmm. Now he's on the phone about this, but most importantly. He can replace those things. He can't replace a life. All right, 6:45 on a Tuesday.
83 degrees today.
Yeah, and one quick note on this. So it's a busy. There's like a lot of stuff going on today. Whether it be the Zach Bryan concert, across the parking lot is Creighton in Nebraska 3. You get the Boys Town Banquet with Daryl Strawberries in town. There seems like a lot of stuff going on. We do have the threat of severe weather again today. Like all of the meteorologists have been talking about this for a couple of days. So like late afternoon, early evening again.
Right when you'd be making your way down to both events downtown. Yeah.
Please be very cognizant of what is going on.
Still go to the game. Be a great night once it passes.
Or stay at home, watch it on TV, or listen to Nick and Connor.
Thank you, Gary.
Are you guys on the big ship?
We're on the zone.
Ooh, all right. Ooh.
That just means no pregame. We roll right into first pitch, baby.
You have a four-hour pregame.
Why are they starting that game at 6?
I don't know. That used to be a, first of all, it used to be a 7 o'clock game at Rosenblatt. I know. Yeah. Here we go again.
Early bedtime.
Waxing poetic about Rosenblatt.
Love it.
They would, then that would be the only one that was at 7 o'clock, but it was also in May. It was usually the second to last week of the regular season. So we've moved that up so we can finish the entire series before we get to May.
Just imagine if they played a series, a Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
It'd be amazing. Everyone's 1-2 and TBA 3.
Never going to happen with these two skippers.
The bummer.
Never.
It'd be amazing.
It'd be probably a better gauge, but it will not happen. And I wonder with the new Big Ten, whatever they do with the Big Ten baseball schedule.
Right.
If this is the last year that they actually play three games.
Agreed.
If they stick with Nebraska gets a home game, Creighton gets a home game, they won't let this. I mean, it's not going to disappear.
No, I think
they're
you're
definitely
going to
play because you have to play.
Yep.
But I wonder what the new Big Ten baseball schedule will
I think you're looking at a home and home.
The new Big Ten football conference will not include Chief Borders. Yesterday, Nebraska had their first portal entry. The linebacker who transferred played last year sparingly. Had a couple of moments, had, by all intents and purposes, a good spring. But when this became public late yesterday afternoon, probably not the first guy I expected to go into the portal, but I wasn't surprised.
I have the recency bias here where I was a little bit more surprised for exactly what you just said there. There was a lot of positive talk about him at that jack position and that he, out of a lot of people now, of course, you have to remember who was not available during the spring, that he had made a lot of improvement. He made a lot of impact at that position during spring. But again, you kind of step back more and realize, okay, you didn't have Princewell active. Really the only guy other than Jamari Butler, you had James Williams, I should say too, but to me, that it was a little surprising for the way that they were praising him a lot in his efforts in the spring.
So, I think it makes sense on Chief Borders being in the portal. And again, I'm looking at this from a different vantage point. The guy wants to play. he's at a position that's pretty loaded. I actually think it's a good sign that Chief Borders can't play at Nebraska.
Because it means they have dudes.
Very much so. Dudes. Mm-hmm. But I think this makes sense if you step back and you factor in the head coach. So Chief Borders, before Saturday, knew he was going to leave Nebraska. I don't even think he played.
He had a half tackle. Yeah, he was okay. Yeah, he had a little appearance.
But there. I think he knew he was going to leave before this weekend. So he might have been the first or second guy to sign up with a meeting with the head coach to say, hey, thanks for everything. I'm going to go to compliance. I'm going to put my name in the portal. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the memes. Now, again, I know everybody wants to play. Okay, playing time is great, especially when the clock is ticking and you may not play at the next level. You want to play as much football as possible. And if the path to not play a lot of football at Nebraska is not there, then it's okay to look somewhere else. But this is where I think it's an okay thing that he's in the portal, and it's an okay thing how this happened. I may be completely off, but I'm reading it like this. Chief Borders is scheduled to graduate next month. Actually, when does May start? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Jeez.
Technically next month.
Wow. So, yeah, next month he's going to graduate.
18 hours.
He has been a good teammate. He has been a good ambassador. So, Matt Rhule...
Okay.
When you do Matt Rhule a solid, and you're a good teammate, you're a good ambassador,
he takes care
you're
of you.
Not a headache, you graduate, but you want to play, and there's not a path to get you the snaps that you want, Matt Rhule says, I'll do you a solid. Last week, Chief Borders was at the podium. Chief Borders was talked about by the head coach. He can still be, all those things can still be true.
Sure, yeah.
But if you do me a solid, I'll do you a solid. So if you go into the portal, whether you want to go back home to Georgia or somewhere else.
You'll have a good place.
If I Google your name, what's going to come up?
Good stuff.
The head coach has spoke highly of you.
Yep.
Not going to work out here to the playing time that you want. But I'm going to help you because you've helped us.
I know a place he can play.
That's a great point. I got to admit, didn't even think about that part of it yesterday, of especially promoting of the player, and that is something that this is where you and good on you to kind of see through that. I don't want to say last week seeing through, whatever, but understanding that could serve two purposes. That when you do hear about someone who appeared in all 12 games last year, but combined a total of 9 tackles. But again, out of all indications, one of the vocal guys out of that locker room, given his experience in college football, being a Florida guy, there was a lot of talk about when he came over. You're right. There was nothing about Chief Borders that ever indicated that he was a problem or he didn't buy into everything or anything was going on that just made him extremely unhappy with the system he was in or with the program itself. That you get that type of praise, that you would think, there was a time 5 years ago that we would think, cool, all right, I'm looking forward to seeing what this guy can do in the fall and how he might be able to impact this team going forward based on the assessment that we are getting from position coaches, head coaches, coordinators. Now, this is a. I'm really glad you brought this up. Now, when we talk about the way coaches, especially this time of the year in spring practice, the way that they talk about certain players and the improvements that they made, that we have to adjust our thinking. Not necessarily saying, "Oh, boy, he's talking a lot about this person who hasn't played. I think this person is on their way out," but it could be. That's the thing. Is before you thought, this is a riser. This is someone that is, we all want to see that story. Someone who wasn't on the field a year ago, puts in the work, and is now put in a position to play. Well, you're still looking at what is a crowded position there. Mm-hmm. If you're hearing those types of things, it's now, in this day and age, when you have a window that's open, and you've done right by the coach, he's done right by you, that you can get that to serve in that purpose of, I'm promoting you.
Yeah.
This is how I'm going to promote your brand.
I mean, that's just me.
I think you're spot on.
I know that he's a good teammate.
I think you're spot on.
And Rhule has a good relationship with him. It could also be the seedier side of, hey, here's a guy that, he got some football in him now because he has 2 years of eligibility mm-hmm. left. He could fall into that category of the tampering.
Yep.
Or some guys, they're like, hey, coach, man, can I get some more money? And they're like, hey, man, it's just not in the cards. We don't have it. But we'll help you go get some bags somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So the portal taketh. It's not a bad thing for Nebraska. And that's not a knock on Cheap Borders. I think it shows a little bit of the inner workings of Nebraska football. And let's be honest, at a position that's got to be really good, it's a position that's pretty deep. And Cheap Borders wasn't going to fight his way through the summer and in the fall camp and become a starter, because the guy that's probably going to be a starter probably going to play in the NFL someday. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he's given up that spot.
Well, and the other part about it is, even if you are, and I'm not saying that Cheap Borders wouldn't have more of an impact than he did a year ago, but this is a defense that uses a lot of bodies. It's a position. It's a defensive line. Whether you want to consider the Jack a linebacker or a defensive line position, a hybrid, it uses yep. a lot of guys. So maybe that's also a part of it of, I want more snaps. I want to be able to make an impact, see what I can do in these 2 years and see where I can be by the end of those 2 years if I have any chance to play pro ball or not. There's going to be different schools of thought on that when it comes to how much you're being used and being rotated in and out. So it doesn't even mean that, yeah, he just got phased out. You're in a defense that wants to use fresh bodies and then wants to use the most impactful ones in that fourth quarter, but you know that those guys are all, they're competing on a day in and day out basis. And again, that is not to say that Chief Borders shied away from the competition either. I think all good things about Chief Borders were said and can be said from everything that we're hearing from the people that watch him every day. It comes down to a numbers thing, I think, as well.
So we'll see. Only a couple more days to go portaling, everybody. I noticed that Iowa lost another quarterback. Iowa down to Cade. Two quarterbacks on campus and a one incoming.
Cade and then a freshman, and then
I know a guy in the portal.
You do?
Yeah, not too far away. Sims, I believe, good quarterback. So I was told.
That would be interesting.
Mm. I like interesting.
Yeah, I thought there was a lot of momentum with Arizona State. Did we ever hear?
Isn't Heward in the portal yesterday? 5-star quarterback, Sam Heward?
I did not see that.
Surprised that nobody at Ohio State has jumped into the portal.
Right.
Like Drew Brown.
Same.
Anybody from Ohio State?
Yep. Sam Heward is.
Okay. All right, 57 past the hour. Jimmy's got an update coming up next. Yeah, just a couple more days to portal. On the other end of it, college basketball has probably, man, if you are a coach in basketball especially, that 11th hour portal entry in the next couple of days. Ouch. Ouch. And also no NBA press release yesterday for the early entries.
Not yet.
Go to wait. It's coming. Coming.
Well, I can't do it like you, but
I'm either coming or I'm going.
What does everybody want to know about?
Maybe he'll be there tonight.
Older version.
Might throw another first
maybe
pitch.
Maybe that's the enticement is to throw out a first pitch of the Creighton-Nebraska game to keep you.
He's got to use that jersey again. Can't just use it once.
All right, Jimmy's got an update coming up next. Full night in the NBA. A couple of teams have moved on. A couple of teams are at what team has moved to the brink of elimination in both the NBA and the NHL. And wieners and sausage. That's what baseball is about. And we're not talking about the uniforms. It's Mornings with Sharp and Hanley on 1620 The Zone.